have to look that fellow up here in a couple years. Might be part of the Edge traveling team. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7. You know, as I was thinking about the songs we were singing this morning, aren't you glad this morning to be saved?
Amen.
You know, it's a wonderful thought when you think about what all God did for us. You see, I feel like a lot of times in my life, I might take that for granted. I wake up each day, I have air to breathe. I have food to eat. I have beautiful creation to look at. What an amazing thought that Christ became a man, came to this world, and died on the cross for you and for me. His blood was shed for each one of us. And that this morning, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and me.
Amen.
What an amazing thought. You know, when we deeply think about that, we should say, oh God, help us today. Help me today, Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. I'm going to jump through a few of these verses, try to hang with me, as one pastor would say, listen fast. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee unto the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Jump down to verse 6. For thou art an holy people. Unto the Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. And jump down to verse 16. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for thou wilt be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispose them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that we can come together. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come and study your word. I pray, Lord, that you would just be with me this morning. Give me your words to speak. I pray that each one of us would have open hearts as we take in your word. Lord, that we may not just hear it, but we would apply it to our lives and be doers of it. Lord, we thank you for the blessings. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, and I thank you for the salvation that we have in you. Lord, help us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You see here the Israelites, and when you think of this story, it's an amazing what God was giving them. You see, there was a task for them. They were to go in and completely destroy. Let me point out the key word this morning that I'm looking at. As I was studying this, something stood out to me. Here in verse 16 it says, and thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for thou wilt be a snare unto thee. The word I want to call out this morning, the word that I looked at when I was studying this, is that word snare. What is it in our lives that we allow to snare us from the things of God? What are the distractions in this world, or what are the distractions in our lives that create a snare for us in our Christian walk? Do we live a godly life? You think of here, the Israelites had an opportunity. They were to go in and take the land. They had specific things that they were to not... In verse 2 it says, "And when the Lord thy God shall deliver before them, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them." It continues on. It says, "Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, and his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me." Can I ask you this morning to think about our lives as we live this life as Christians, as believers? Those of us that are in the room this morning that have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, what is it that's hindering us from moving forward for the Lord? What is it in our lives that is hindering us or creating a snare for us in our lives that we're not able to continue on? I think back to this past couple years as we were getting camp up and running and things were moving so smoothly and things were running great, and then all of a sudden we have this worldly snare, is what I call it. It slowed down everything. It brought many things to a stop. We had to be creative as preachers. We had to create drive-through services. We had to create online opportunities that many churches didn't have. We had to come up with things at the camp that was completely different. You see, we can look at that as a major snare in our lives. Oh, how so easy it would be to just sit home and not go to church anymore. How easy it would be to just continue to sit in my recliner and watch service online. How easy it is to step away from the things of the faith. What is it in our lives this morning that may be creating a snare and keeping us from moving forward for the Lord? Folks, right now is the time to continue. You know, one of the amazing verses in the Bible that reminds us that we know the day or the hour? You see, Jesus Christ is going to rapture his church. We don't know when that's going to be. I often think and I often wonder, am I going to be able to accomplish all my dreams and wishes at the Edge Christian Camp? As I was putting together that master plan, some folks have asked me last week, well, what is that, a 30-year plan, a 40-year plan, 50-year plan? Listen, I'm 45. There is no 50-year nothing in my life. This plan is for the next 3 years. I want to see the Lord work now. I want to see what the Lord is going to bless us with now. There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of lost souls. There are so many things that we can do as believers in continuing forward. Am I believing that God can fulfill this master plan in 3 years? Well, of course I'm going to believe it. But is it His will? I don't know. We will see and find out what the Lord's will is. I never imagined 54 young people were going to come to Christ last year. I never imagined that over the years that we've been involved with youth ministries, the number of young people we saw get saved. I never imagined when I used to take youth groups to camp and we would try to raise the money, we would reach out to our youth group to grab friends and whoever could go, whoever could get in the van and go. I never imagined that one summer we would take 36 teenagers to camp. Our youth group was 4. I never imagined the opportunities that God has given me. Just a few weeks ago, we had our men's prayer advance. Grown men making decisions for the Lord. Last year we had men at the altar on their knees, time and time and time again. Father, what can I do in this world to continue forward in your work? You see, we have to set aside the distractions in life. That is my number one focus there at the camp, is to set aside distractions. You ask, why would you invest in so much money to remodel a dorm building for young teenage girls? Because the building creates a distraction. If you don't have a place comfortably to sleep, if you don't have a place nice, then it's just a distraction. How can you focus on the Word of God when it's just a distraction? I believe we serve great food at the Edge Christian Camp. I don't want it to be a distraction. In my life, in my daily walk, I don't want any snares. I don't want anything that's going to hinder me and what God would have me to do. There's a lot of lost people in this world. There's a lot of lost souls that need to hear the gospel of Christ. How do we create a snare in our life? Sometimes it's through fear. Fear usually leads to compromise. We give in to that. We may feel like we protect ourselves. Here in Deuteronomy chapter 7, it states that God will do the delivering, but they had to do the destroying. God will do the delivering, but they had to do the destroying. What is in our lives this morning that God wants to deliver us from, but we have to admit and do the destroying? What is it that is hindering us? What is in our hearts and our minds that is something we need to destroy? Here, anything that remained would be a snare to them and lead them into sin. 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, I thank the Lord each and every day for my salvation. I know that one day I'm going to face Christ face to face, and I'm going to give an account for the things that I've done, for the things I've said, the places I've gone. And I just want to hear, as many of you probably want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. There are so many things in this world around us that can distract us. So many things that can pull us away from the will of God. So many things that are hindering us from our spiritual walk. Are we living a life that's pleasing to Christ? Do we have Christ preeminent in our life? Do we begin our day in the Word of God? Do we continue through our day in the Word of God? And do we end our day in the Word of God? Romans 13:14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Folks, daily we need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we remove the snares in our lives? I think about Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Followers of God. Can I be a follower of God every day? Can I begin my day with the Lord? Can I make it through my day with the Lord? God says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Is that the life I live? What is it that creates a snare for us in our lives? Think through the places that we go. Many of you in here probably still work full time. Do we have any retired? Amen. I see a lot of camp staff. Can you? You've lived a life. You've accomplished something. There's still work to be done in the Lord. Many of us will get up tomorrow morning and go to work because we're not retired. That's the rest of your hands, right? Many of us have obligations that we've committed to. Many of us are going to encounter folks at our job. I know when I worked, I had many of folks in our office. And every one of them, it was natural to say, how was your weekend? It's like a normal Monday morning conversation at the coffee pot, right? It's, how was your weekend? Don't answer the question with, oh, it was great. Don't answer the question with, oh, we had a wonderful time. Answer the question with, church yesterday was phenomenal. Use that opportunity to share what God has done in your life. The number of souls out there that need to hear the gospel of Christ, and God wants to use every one of us. How can we do this? How can we remove the snares in our lives? That was all introduction. We got plenty of time to preach. My first point this morning is walk in love. Walk in love. When you go about your day every day, are you walking in love? Do you have a heartfelt compassion as Jesus had in the book of Matthew for others? You see that gut-wrenching, heartfelt compassion that Jesus had for the followers? It's the same gut-wrenching love we should have toward others. Are we walking in love? We are to be followers of Christ. The love of Christ, He gave Himself. Christ gave Himself for you and for me. That's something we should never forget. That peace of God, that joy in our life should be seen by others. Amen. The fact that Christ gave Himself for me. We should be living a life of peace, excitement, joy. Walk in love. Believers should not spread questionable stories. We should not be talking about others. Our conversation should be in love. Our conversation should be filled with joy. Verse 6 in Ephesians chapter 5 reminds us to be on the watchful lookout for false teachers. It says, let no man deceive you with vain words. You want to kill love, you allow others to deceive you with vain words. Because of these cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Folks, in our daily walk, in our daily lives, we should walk in love. There is so much love that Christ has for us. That agape love. The fact that He came and died for our sins. It was His blood that was shed for you and for me. Do you have that love in your life? Are you willing to give your all to help someone else? Are we willing to give up whatever we have to maybe lend to a friend? When we start summer camp, I try to be there at the front porch the best I can. And I really don't have many jobs during the summer except be the It's Christian Camp greeter, like the Walmart greeter. I like to greet all of our sponsors and our young people as they come to camp. And I look across as these young people are coming in and they're getting to meet their counselor and they're, well, some of them are grabbing their bags. The rest of them, they have to come back and find them later. But I look at these young people. And I often begin to wonder, what is their life like? What is home like? If I were to see that same teenager that's walking down my gravel road with his bag and heading off to meet his counselor, the image I see of this teenage boy, is that the same image that I would see if I were to be watching him walk down the halls at school? Or is there a difference? I think of the the sponsored kids that come to camp, those that live in the inner city who can't afford to go to camp, that folks like you help us pay for. I see them show up. They're nervous. They've never been in a setting like this before. They don't know where to go. Some of these city kids don't even know what a tree is, believe it or not. But like some of these kids, you'll see him staring at this ginormous pine tree, and he's like, wow. We had a kid that was so excited about the pond, he ran and jumped in it. Camp life. Folks, God's given me a burden and a love for these people. Do we have that same love and burden for the folks that we just pass by every day? Many of you maybe will leave here this morning, heading to a restaurant. You're going to see folks sitting at tables who didn't start their day out in God's house this morning. Is our immediate reaction is, man, they should have been in church this morning? Is our immediate reaction, let's give them a try. Maybe invite them to church next week. Walk in love. God wants to use each and every one of us. My second point this morning is walk in light. I think about when the Bible says we are to be the light. You know, I used to preach to my teenagers that we should be the brightest thing seen every time we walk. There isn't a flashlight in this world developed and designed and manufactured that should be brighter than me. Because I should be walking in light. I can be partakers of the fellowship. Christians are partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Folks, we can be partakers of the divine nature. We can be partakers of God's promises. Oh, what a blessing it is to be partakers of God's promises. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That helps me get through my work day. That helps me when I go through a trial in life. Amen. Ephesians 3:6, that the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. I can only imagine how often I would question and become an annoyance to our Lord Jesus Christ if he let me live during the time he was here. I have so many questions. I search the scriptures. Maybe God's intent is that I learn them when I reach heaven. I want to live on the promises of God. Christ's sufferings, 1 Peter 4:13, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when the glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. I don't know how much time we have left in this world. I know it's getting tougher. I believe we're close to, if God's got more patience than I do, I would have finished this off a long time ago. But God loves every soul. We think about the issues going on overseas. What is going on? Why is this going on? God has a purpose. God has a plan. We may not understand it. We may not know the conclusion. But God has a plan. What can we do? We can be partakers of divine nature. We can live by the promises of God. We can be partakers of Christ's suffering. We can get on our knees daily and pray. God wants to hear our voice. Yes. We can keep our faith and trust in Christ every day. Let's not put faith in man and things and material idols. It's all going to go through an end. Put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Something we can look to every day.
Amen.
God, hear my prayers. Help me. Lead me. Guide me. What's God going to have you to do? Not only what is God going to have you to do, what is God already burdening you to do, and what are the snares in your life that's hindering you from moving forward? We can be partakers of holiness. Hebrews 12:10, for they verily, for a few days, chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. We can be partakers of the heavenly calling. Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of the profession, Christ Jesus. We can be partakers of God's glory. 1 Peter 5:1, the elders which are among you I exhort, whom also am an elder, and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Praise the Lord. Many times I often think and wonder as we read and we study God's Word, we all like to hear of the streets of gold and how great heaven is, but I think it's beyond our comprehension. It is beyond our comprehension what we are going to be a part of as believers. He says, I'll go prepare a place for you. Folks, it's a place we can't even imagine. There is nothing in this world that can compare to it. We look at the beautiful creation that we have. Listen, you can't get a better camp property than one right on the river with a beach that's filled with shark's teeth. And we found a whale bone last week. We walk through the woods, we see these ginormous ravines that these teenagers are climbing up and down and breaking legs and everything else. And we see these beautiful plants. We've learned of some fruits, and we found wild grapevine. What is that tree that we have? A what? A pawpaw?
Yeah.
Y'all know what a pawpaw tree is? I know what a pawpaw is. I didn't know what a pawpaw tree. We have a pawpaw tree. It grows these little yellow fruits, right? We get amazed by the little things that we have, that God has blessed us with. We get amazed by the simple things as the material items that God has blessed us with to use. Our new van, our buildings. You guys fill in the blank. What has God blessed you with in your life? We get amazed about all that. It doesn't compare, doesn't even come close to the revealing of God's glory in heaven.
Amen.
Are we walking in love? Are we walking in light? And my third point this morning, are we walking carefully? Ephesians 5:15 says, see then, that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. You know, each one of us, we, whether you want to believe it or not, we all have the same amount of time every day. Some of us fill it up differently. Some of us fill it up more so than we have time. I actually made a mistake for the first time in my whole ministry career. Just last week. Was it last week? Week before last week. I double booked myself. That's like a nightmare to a missionary or an evangelist. Fortunately, the double booking was at my own church. And the Lord worked it out. But what are we filling our time with? The redeeming the time because the days are evil. It amazes me to see the anger in the hearts of young people today. It absolutely amazes me. And I'm still a young person. The things that we allow into our lives that pull us away from God. How can God work in and through me when I have nothing to do with God in my normal daily life? Folks, we're to walk carefully. That's my third point. Walk carefully. This walk circumspectly here, meaning looking around careful, that we do not stumble. That we not stumble through life. I put down this note, how foolish it is to stumble through life not seeking the will of God. How foolish it is to stumble through life not seeking the will of God. Paul states that we should walk accurately so that we don't miss the mark. We are to walk accurately so that we don't miss the path. So that we don't miss the road and suffer at a detour. Many of you that have been to the camp, you realize that you leave civilization and go to a place where the road is about as wide as this pulpit. And if you have to pass a car, it could be death. What a shame it is for us to go through life missing and taking the wrong road. Just to get so far down our timeline in life that we realize we've hit a cul-de-sac and gone the wrong way. We turn around and start again. This walk carefully lost opportunities may never be regained. Don't waste time, money, and talent. Continue in seeking the will of God in your lives. Go back to Deuteronomy and the Israelites. They were given a land that God had promised, filled with milk and honey. They had one job. God has given you an opportunity. God has given you a life. God has given us breath. God has given us the greatest gift in the world of salvation.
Amen.
As we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, in the blood of Jesus Christ as we know it today, saves us from our sin. We'll spend eternity in heaven. God has given us direction. God has given us life here in this world that we live in. There is a purpose for us today. Are we living that purpose to the fullest? Are we allowing snares from Satan to grab a hold of us and turn us away? Are we more excited about the things of this world? Are we living a life by the lust of the eyes, the pride of life? Or are we living a life seeking and looking to God Almighty every day? Folks, many things in life create snares. Many things. The distractions in the world around us are so surprising. But it's not surprising to God. God knows everything. And it's amazing to me that all the opportunities that God has given me in my life, and I'm so thankful for it, just how quickly I can give all that up. I can be discouraged by trials. I can be discouraged by temptation in this world. None of us are exempt. Satan tempted Christ. What makes you think we can get by without it? Nothing. Anything and everything that we're doing for the glory of God is going to be attacked by Satan. We must stand strong. We must continue. We must begin by removing any snares in our lives that could be hindering us from continuing forward in the work and the will of our Father. You know, when I first started the camp ministry, I was afraid. I wasn't afraid of the work. I love to work. I love a challenge. I was afraid of fear itself, the unknown. God, are you sure you want to call me to start a new camp? This might not be a good idea. And sometimes, even now, I ask him, Lord, you sure this is right? But you know the best part about it is I can believe and be faithful in the all-inspiring Word of God.
Amen.
That I have available to me anytime I so want it. And that when I have a snare that catches on to me, I can go to the Word of God and seek help. I can spend my day praying as often as I want to. I can spend my day studying. And there's nothing in your life that's hindering you from doing the same. Walk in love. Walk in light. How are we walking in our lives today? Are we walking a walk that's pleasing to the Lord? Can you say this morning that, God, here am I, use me. Lord, I want to be used by you for your glory. Maybe it's praying for a lost soul daily. Maybe it's reaching a coworker. Whatever it may be. What is God burning in your heart for? Maybe you're here this morning and you have some things in your life that you need to put before the Lord. Maybe you say this morning, God, there's some snares in my life and you know what they are. Would you help me? Would you create in me a clean heart this morning? God, help us all. Lord, would you lead and guide in my life so that I can be used for your work and your will? What are the snares in your life this morning? Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity. And Lord, I pray this morning that each one of us would consider our hearts as we think about the Israelites here in the book of Deuteronomy. We think about the task that you gave them, Lord, to remove these things in their life that would create a snare, that would hinder their growth. Lord, would you help us to evaluate our hearts this morning? Lord, would you show in us any areas of our lives that we need to bring before you? Lord, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.